Thank you, and welcome to Planning Commission. Thank you for being here. Any public comments? No. We will move to agenda item 3, consideration of a conditional use permit for Auto Afflicted at 230 North Cutler Drive. All right, let's do it.
The applicant is present, so if there are any questions after I do my presentation, he's here. Auto Afflicted is a business that offers automotive maintenance, performance upgrades, listing of customer vehicles on auction sites, and rare vehicle consulting. They are looking to operate out of 230 North Cutler Drive, which is zoned general commercial. I have classified them as general automotive repair. I think it's the closest thing I could put this type of business under, and that is a conditional use in the CG zone, which is why they're before you tonight. The building is a multi-tenant with 12 units, and this business will occupy approximately 1,000 square feet. They have the furthest end unit, and I believe that the applicant has been operating in some sort at this location as more of like a private garage or a recreational type of thing for a while, and now they're just making it more official. So the applicant has told us that they will only work on a maximum of 2 vehicles at any given time, and they will not be stored outdoors for more than 2 days. We have, as a DRC, incorporated that into a condition of approval for you guys. They have one trailer that they wanted to store outside in the parking lot, but because of our outdoor storage guidelines not allowing storage in a front yard setback, that is not possible. So the DRC is recommending that the trailer be stored off-site when not in use. Obviously, if they're delivering or dropping off things, I'm not going to worry too much about that. It's more if it's just sitting there for months on end and not moving and taking up other people's parking. So the parking plan has adequate parking for customers and employees. We don't even anticipate that to be used, but that is what is required per our code. And then they have the vehicle storage stalls, and these are allocated to the business and the tenant. So the DRC is recommending that the Planning Commission approve this conditional use permit with the conditions that a maximum of 2 customer vehicles be stored in the parking lot at any given time for no longer than 2 days, and trailers associated with the business be stored off-site or within the building when not in use and cannot be left in the parking lot for more than 1 business day, per what our code says and our definition of outdoor storage. So if you have any questions for me or the applicant, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you, Mackenzie. Any questions from the commission? Any discussion? If not, we can move to a motion.
I'm saving myself for the meeting minutes.
Ron's got the minute.
Chair, I'll move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for Auto Afflicted at 230 North Cutler Drive with the following conditions. A maximum of 2 customer vehicles may be stored in the parking lot at any given time and for no longer than 2 days. And 2, trailers associated with the business must be stored off-site or within the building when not in use and cannot be left in the parking lot for more than 1 business day.
Thank you, Commissioner Tucker. Do we have a second?
It's Commissioner Stone, I'll second.
Thank you. Any comment or discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And it passes. Thank you for being here for the fastest agenda item ever. We hope things go great for you over there, and glad to have you in the neighborhood. And thank you for coming through the proper channels and getting that all conditional used and ready to go. Thank you. All right, we will.
Enjoy your evening.
Thank you. We will move to agenda item 4, report on city council items.
So at last week's city council meeting, the city council approved the Clifton Place North General Development Plan Amendment and the amendments to the development agreement. So they'll proceed forward working towards their final plat, and they want to get started. They want to get everything paved by this fall. So we should see some townhomes going in over there in the very near future. The City Council was very complimentary of the work that they did and the revisions, reducing the number of units, and it felt less crowded to them. They really liked the work that had been done, and they were very complimentary, and they wanted me to pass that along to you guys. Thank you for your efforts in that. The annexation area D, the City Council did pass a resolution to grant our consent to Salt Lake City if they would like to annex that area. It's really just a technicality under state code. If an area is in two cities' annexation policy plans, then one of the two cities has to consent if the other city is going to annex it. And we don't really know what happens when one of those two cities do not consent. We don't know how that gets settled, but we don't have to worry about that now. So hopefully that will be taken care of, and we can put that to bed, never have to think about it ever again. The vacant spot for the planning commissioner, I wanted to make you aware of that. That was closing today for applications. I thought that it had gotten pushed out on social media, but when I sent the request to have it pushed out on social media, Linda was on vacation, and I thought, well, when she gets back, she'll push it out. We'll still have a whole nother week. So today she said, I just got caught up in my emails and found this. Do you want to extend it? So we're going to extend the application for 1 week. We do have 5 applicants. They all look really great. But just to make it fair for everybody, we thought we better do another effort to just make sure that we have reached everybody that might be interested. So just wanted to make you aware of that. And we wanted to give you a reminder of the July 11th meeting for Commissioner Holbrook and Stone, for that Trails meeting with Centerville and Bountiful in Bountiful City. And I'm going to let Mackenzie address this last one because this is hers.
Whoopsie. So before I went on maternity leave, I was really good about keeping on top of the training hours for you guys. And here we are approaching the end of the fiscal year, and I don't have training hours for any of you. / I just don't have them documented. So a couple things I just need to clarify and remind you that fiscal year is July 1st, 2023 to June 30th, 2024. So at the end of next month, we have to have all the training hours accounted for. You have one training hour accounted for from back in last June when Wendy came in and did a training with you, I believe. Actually, no.
It's from the open
calendar. Yeah, when are we doing that?
So I believe that Wendy sent you out a link for this year's Open and Public Meetings Act, so you just have to take that. That'll count for your 1 hour or one of the 4 hours.
No, so that one is on its own thing. I can revisit the statute or the state law, but the 4 hours is 1 hour on the general powers and duties of a planning commissioner, which is on the Land Use Academy. I can send you that link. It's the same one we do every single year. And then the other 3 hours can be anything planning related. So leads me to my question. I don't remember who went to the fall conference. Ryan, you were there for at least a day.
Riveting.
So Ryan has points there. You just have to do the 1 hour. Irene, did you go? You went for a morning, were you there for 3 hours?
Yes.
Okay, so you're good. Brandon, did you go? No? Okay, so we're gonna need to find you some different training, but I have links. Ask Bill, he had to do them last year.
They were fun, weren't they?
Okay, Bree, were you there?
Riveting.
Did any of you, so at the Planning Commission day that they do on the second day of the conference, the Friday, they actually had the general powers and duties offered. Did any of you take it there? Ron? So Ron, you're all done. You went to the fall conference and?
2 days, yeah.
Okay, and you did the powers and duties.
I think that was done by our city attorney, I think.
It was, yeah. So you're 100% done. Bill, did you go to the, you didn't go at all? Okay, so Bill and Brandon, I'll send you some opportunities. I'll send the entire group the link to do the powers and duties. Ron, ignore it. And we just need to knock this out in the next month. Sorry for the short notice.
So the powers and duties that we did last year counts for last fiscal year?
Yes. We have to do it every fiscal year. So, I mean, we'll do it now and then we'll do it again around this time in 2025. Or I'll try to be better and let you know in like January. So, my bad. Sorry, guys. I know, I didn't know where to put yours because you've technically done it for this year, but I put it on last year's, so we had credit, and I just fudged the date. So, that's on record. Just put them on in the background, it'll be fine. Put it on when you're falling asleep at night, no big deal.
It'll absorb while you're sleeping, osmosis.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I needed.
All right, thank you. And we will move to the approval of the minutes from May 14th. Any amendments to the minutes?
Just one small typographical correction. This is just to prove I read it. Line 95, there's a typo on proposed.
Thank
you. And then
you.
I'm prepared to offer a motion.
Thank you. Commissioner Jorgensen?
Offer a motion to approve the meeting minutes with one typographical correction as drafted for the May 14th, 2024 Planning Commission meeting.
Great. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
And then all in favor say aye.
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 All right. And we're adjourned.